Okay. So you saw from the note on the board that we're talking about time tonight in the context of Yetzias Mitzrayim. In the context of leaving Mitzrayim b'chipazon. We know that we run out of Mitzrayim. We don't take it easy, we don't walk slowly, but Am Yisrael leaves Mitzrayim b'chipazon, and a connection specifically to Pesach, as the Rav Huner starts off the Maimer here, again, this is the first Maimer in Pesach. Midas hazrizus nitba'ati mikol oveir Hashem mikol inyanei avodasa. So we know that zrizus is a value in our avodas Hashem. What is zrizus? Anybody? How would you translate zrizus?
Alacrity.
Alacrity, doing something with speed and rush, moving quickly. How do you understand the value of zrizus? Why is zrizus important? Again, we're speaking on in general. Zrizus is important. It's something which is a praiseworthy midah within our avodas Hashem. Why?
Because it combats laziness and lethargy.
Okay.
It shows that it's important to you. Like what you're doing is important to you.
It shows that it's important. Combats laziness. Okay.
It shows
that
you're excited.
On a basic productivity level, again, when you do something also, you have the aspect of higher level of production. When you do something, you do a job, a boss is going to want, why does a boss want a worker who's going to be doing things quickly? It's going to raise the level of productivity. You'll accomplish more. Okay, that's all. Also part of Jesus. So we know that zrizus is something which is called upon in general within avodas Hashem. At the same time, there's a special connection. There's a special connection to Pesach. Ushmartem es hamatzos, the pasuk says, and the drash on that is. Right, you see footnote 2, the Mechilta, Mikan, She'ein Machmitzin Es HaMitzvus. So from this point of when we leave Mitzrayim, we're told to watch the matzahs, this ends up being a springboard, She'ein Machmitzin Es HaMitzvus. Don't let mitzvahs become chametz. But that by slacking off and being lazy, you will end up missing the opportunity, missing the boat, letting the mitzvah turn into chametz again. Because you're slow, you miss the mitzvah. So this is a special Pesach connection. Mitoch dikduk ha-dvarman ha-medim chidush gadol b'tochna shalmidas ha-zrizus. What we see from here though, if we look at this point carefully, if we use this point, this drash, shmartem es ha-matzus, by Pesach, as a springboard for the idea of move quickly, take advantage of the opportunity. Mikan she'ein machmitzin es hamitzvus. We learn something here about zrizus, which tells us, let's say, if we phrase it this way, is if you use this point as the headquarters, this drash is the headquarters. If somebody does not have this component of zrizus, give you two choices. Is it that they don't have the extra positive bonus of zrizus, or is that they're missing something inherently? They've tarnished, they've stained the mitzvah. Which we're looking at the drash again, ushmartem es hamatzos, drash mikan she'in machmitzin es hamitzvus.
You've ruined
it. It's let it turn into chametz. So what Rav Wittner says, mitoch dikto gadvar man alameidim chidush gadol zachirish ye betochna shal midas hazrizos ki chisar on hazrizos when you're missing Jesus b'avodas Hashem uvekiyum mitzvos ein perusho sheyesh kan heeder. Heeder means the
splendor.
That's hadar with the hey. Heeder is needar, missing. It's not that you, what you have is you're missing. Like sadly enough, if a soldier is missing in action, right? It's called a needar, the needarei tzal. They're missing. So it's not that you have a head. There is something missing in the milo of Zrizos. It's not that you're missing the bonus milo of Zrizos. Ella sheish kan kilkul chiyuvi. You have an active something is actively ruined. Stained. Hamafsid et shleimut surata shel maisa mitzvah. Sharei, as Yoni said, Hishu, right, on the basis to some extent, why? Shech Mitzvah, Sharei, Hishu Chacham, Kiyo Mitzvah, Mebliz Rizos, Leisa, Mechumetzet, Mepesach. A mitzvah without Rizos is like a dough that becomes chametz. Ubevadai Shach, Shehamechametz, Isa, Mepesach, ain't somebody who lets dough turn into chametz on Pesach ain't so in your know who shalel mea isa et toar hamatzah. The problem here is not that he doesn't have matzah, but shehu madbik el haisa hezek nikar v'kilkul mesuya. He's damaged the isa, the dough, by letting it become chametz. What does this mean? What does this mean? You're harming the mitzvah by when you don't have this aspect of Zrizus. So the key here, the Rav Wundner brings at the end of Os Aleph, the key is a one liner, a couple of words of Maharal. וכנראה שמאור איננו המהר"ל הרגיש בחידוש זה, כי הוסיף על העניין של מצווה הבול יודך אל תחמיצנו. On this idea, that if a mitzvah comes your way, אל תחמיצנו, don't miss the opportunity, don't let it become chametz. The מהר"ל writes, where is this מהר"ל? Footnote 3 is in נתיבות עולם, נתיב התורה. The מהר"ל writes, Ki al yidei shihui zman, by the delay in time, who is underlined in your sheet, who mar'er sha mitzvah hu davar hanofel tachas hazman. When you're slow in doing a mitzvah, these are the words of the Maral. We see the words, we don't really understand yet what it means. The words say, you're showing mar'eh sha'mitzvah u'davar anofel tachat hazman, that mitzvah, the problem here is that you're letting the mitzvah fall under time, under the rule of time. V'al yidei zeh u'pogeim es ha'mitzvah. This is the harm that you've done in the mitzvah, that you let the mitzvah fall under the rule of time. V'ainu k'mavua le'el, as we explained, kishiu hazman b'avodas Hashem, einenu misuv shel'eder ma'ala. It's not that you're missing the bonus when you don't have Zrizus. Ela sha'al yedei zeh madbik pagam l'maisa mitzvah v'ze nasa'al yedei shamare hasha'a mitzvah tachat hazman. Again, we don't understand the words, but to sum it up, the Maral says, and the way Rav Hutner is setting it up, is that this is going to be the key to understand this concept, and that when we're missing Zrizus, we're letting the mitzvah fall under the rule of time. What does this mean? Ozbez. V'gidran shal dvarim kachu. Lefi tfisa ha-regila, when we speak about what Zrizus is on a basic level. Lefi atfisa ha-regila, or ordinary understanding. Inyana shal midas ha-Zrizus, hu mihirut ha-tnua. Tnua, movement. Mihirut ha-tnua, the speed of movement. How fast the movement is. Shel kochot ha-nefesh, the kochot ha-guf, ha-nolodot, machmas, halachats, from the pressure, stemming from the pressure, zahat-chak, the push of the rotzon, lochet ala kochot halalu, la-sig et chefzo b'takifut, to reach what it wants quickly. You want to go catch a ride to Yerushalayim. So, Pesach, I tell you, there's a ride going to Yerushalayim, waiting at the end of the block. Okay, so you walk to the end of the block. Pesach, the ride is leaving in 2 minutes. So, okay, it's in 2 minutes, I want to go, so Pesach starts moving quickly. But in a situation where Pesach must get to Yerushalayim, if he misses this ride to Yerushalayim, that's it. He messes up big time because he has to go pick up his ticket, and he's not going to be able to fly if he doesn't get this ride to Yerushalayim now. That's it. So he has a strong rutzon. He has to get this ride. He runs. He runs quickly, and he closes the gap between what he wants, getting the ride, and getting the ride quickly. So the more you have, the greater the want, the greater the ratzo, so you can have greater speed to go ahead and close the gap between where you are and what you want. So it's applicable to anything in life. It's applicable, it's on the basketball court. If you really want to get the ball to the other side, you drive, motivate, you're going to go ahead and you're going to push. You want to get a business deal done, you have to run to get to work, to get to the business deal, get people together. Whatever it is, the principle. You want to be productive. You have to go ahead and do that, and do that, and do that. And applying it as well within the world of mitzvahs as well. To go ahead and do this mitzvah, and that mitzvah, and that mitzvah. So go ahead and do it quickly. Go, and if I have a stronger ratzon, I'll go ahead and I'll push, and I will go ahead and do it. So here, using this concept of productivity, of want, of speed, in doing what I want, it's applicable to the area of the spiritual and the physical. Ubehetem l'tfisa zu ein shum evdel. According to this understanding of Zrizus, there's no difference b'mutar shamidas Zrizus ben kishi ba ben yanei avoda. In other words, in our avodas Hashem, in our spiritual world, accomplishing productivity level in our spiritual world, ben kishi ba ben yanei ha'olam. In the physical world, in the business world, or anything that relates to the physical world, the ikar avdelu baratzon. Depending on what you want. In other words, this is a universal concept applicable to non-Jew and Jew alike. A ben Noach and a Jew. I'm sure there are some Benjamin Franklin teachings that are connected to going ahead and doing things like alacrity, doing things with speed so that you'll be productive, get them done. Gimel. Ava lo kach yotze mitoch. Here, I want to make it clear. This is a stretch, a drash. I want to get a point across. Let's be clear about what the point is, because that's the main thing. And then we can appreciate the way that Rav Huttner gets the point across. Rav Huttner is trying to take us specifically to Zrizus in the Torah world. And he uses the following springboard, this following idea of showing that. In other words, after after setting things up in a way where, if according to our understanding of Jesus as being speed, saying that applies to a Ben Noach and a Jew, non-Jew and Jew alike, now he wants to go ahead and say, no. There's some kind of, there's an aspect of Jesus which is only relevant to the world of Torah. It's true that speed and productivity is relevant to everyone, every area, and that is also relevant to, it's gone to the world, and it's also relevant to Torah. But we're talking about an aspect of Jesus that connects only to the spiritual world, to the Torah world, and the way that Rav Huttner says that, I'm going to say it quickly, not to get caught up in it, because the main point is the next osay. אבל לא כך יעשה, the spring word is כך, לא כך יוצא מתוך דברי רבוסינו ששנו, וגמר אין ערב אין דף קוף, that tells us, אלמלא ניתנה תורה, היינו למדים, if Torah wasn't given, there are certain basic concepts that we could have learned from the world. We would learn tznius from a cat, gezel from a nemala, because the ants don't steal from each other. Arayas meyona derech eretz meitarnegol. So from different points of nature, even from different animals, from different beings, we would be able to and expected to learn certain positive ways of acting. Hine, right, Chatulim, the cats after they once had cats here. We had cats for a few months, a few years, I don't remember. We saw, after they, when they go to the bathroom, they cover up their waste. So we, human beings, would be expected, you know, you should learn from the cat, and also a basic level of menschlichkeit, nagidkeit. So, the examples like that. הנה יש לנו כאן רשימה של כמה חובות על אדם בעבודת בורו, שאנו מוצאים רשומן גם בטבע הבעל חי. We have a couple of examples of things, the ways that animals act, and man would be expected to learn from this. ואילו מידס הזריזוס, שעלה אמר הכוסף מפורש, כי מושב הנמלה, who beit hamusar shel midah zu. What is the nimala?
Ant.
An ant. And regarding an ant, the pasuk says that if you go to an ant's house of an ant, you can learn zrizos. The pasuk says lech, pasuk in Mishlei says lech al nimala atzal. If somebody's lazy, go even to a lazy ant. They're so busy, and it'll be a wake-up call. You'll see how busy they are. So here we have a Rebbe in the world of nature to teach Zrizus, the ant, lechal nimalatza, going into a lazy ant, the pasuk says. And you'll learn Zrizus. And it's not on the list in Erev, says Rav Huttner. It's not on the list of Erev, it's not on the list in Erev. Meaning, again, it's a jump, but this is, say, it's what he's saying, it's not on the list of Erevin. In other words, there wouldn't Zrizus, Torah Zrizus, we wouldn't be able to learn from Zrizus. Again, the full meaning of Torah Zrizus, we wouldn't be able to learn from the ant. True, being quick, not being lazy, that we can learn from an ant. That we can learn it. But apparently, Rav Huttner is saying, Zrizus is more than that. Zrizus is more than not being lazy. Nishmetame Rishimazu. The learning Zrizus from an ant is not on the list. Apparently, why? Because Zrizus, we can only, really full Zrizus, we can only learn from the Torah. That is not something that we would have said, that even if Torah wouldn't have been given, we would be expected to learn Zrizus. Why? Again, because there's something Yotzei Midvareinu, and now we'll move on to the main idea, but Yotzei Midvareinu, that Zrizus is something which can only be learned, we can only understand, a Jew can understand, after Matan Torah. We receive Torah, then we can go ahead. We're connected to Zrizus. What is this? Dalet, right? The yelling, the question. Ma tivo shel gorem ze? What does this mean? What is going on here? And let's again now understand Zrizus on a deeper level. Osei. It's a very beautiful idea. I call it a very spiritual idea. Deep idea. Rav Hudna writes kach. How many of you have learned some Masil Sisharim? A couple of you guys have seen Masil Sisharim, so maybe you'll remember this. He brings this message from the Qohelet Rabbah towards the beginning. May simoneha hamuvakim shel hanefesh ki eina mitmalet. A simon muvak, a clear sign, meaning built in to the soul, to the nefesh, is the characteristic ki eina mitmalet. It doesn't become full. It's never, the soul is never completely satisfied. The pasuk says hanefesh lo timale in Koheles. The nefesh lo timale. The nefesh always wants more. It's always aspiring for more. Never has had enough. And very often, adrabba, when it really is exposed to something that enjoys, so wow, does it want more? Does it want more? So at the end of a seder, at the end of a shir, at the end of a davening, okay, so we're hungry, we're tired, so the body is pulled towards all kinds of other things. Okay, you know, enough, I had enough, I want to move on. We're tired, we want to, the body is tired, wants to sleep, the body is hungry. But when the soul is really connected to something that it is benefiting from, so it wants to keep on going. Hanefesh lo timale. Mashal Medrash says, l'ma'a davar doma. You know the famous mashal of the princess and the peasant. L'ironi she'nisa bat melech, the peasant that marries the princess. Im yavila kol ma she'ba'olah. So this peasant just wants to impress the girl, right? The peasant princess. Well, no matter what he brings her, einam chashuvim la klum. She's not impressed. Shehi bas melech. She's the princess. She's had better food. She's had better conditions. She's had a better car. She's everything. So this guy is trying to impress her with everything. That's not what I'm interested. So kach hanefesh. We have this shidduch. Each and every one of us within us between the soul and the body. The soul is the bas melech, and the body is the peasant. And the body's always trying to show the soul a good time. I'll show you a good time now. With this pleasure, with this piece of meat, with this good time, with this laugh. You know, this is really gonna be amazing. And the soul on its own is the soul, you know, I'm not really impressed. I'm looking, she's a little bit classier, she's looking for something more. Ilu hevet la kol ma'adanei olam, you bring all the delicacies in the world, einam klum la, lama shehi min ha'elyonim. The neshama is from the highest place. That's the Medrash. And Rav Hudna continues, v'lo harei bas melech ka'arei bas melech. There are different kinds of souls. Kol ma shehamalchus adira yoter, the loftier the source, the loftier the kingdom of the loftier place that the bas melech, the soul, is coming from, so it's going to have a different line of lo timale, meaning it's going to have a higher and higher expectation. Its bar, the higher the soul, the higher the bar is going to be of the soul. So too within man. Chaviv Adam shenivra b'tzelem. V'chaviv Yisrael shenikru banim. U'bevadai she'alo timale shal malchus abanim gadol hu pi kama me'asher alo timale shal malchus ha'tzelem. So all of mankind was created in God's image in tzelem elokim. So all of mankind has this spark at some point. But as we said, the kingdom of this Bas Melech, the soul, comes from different places. So the bar is going to be at a higher place. For Malchus Habanim. Mahem Efo asks Rafuna, where is the point of departure? These point, Otam Madanei Olam, Asher B'Malchus Habanim, Heim Mishtakfim, Kinyanei Kfar, והנפש לא תמלא מהם, ואילו הלא תמלא אשר במלכוס הצלם לא תשיגים. Where is there a point of departure that within the beings of Tzelem Elokim, they have not reached this point of lo tmale, but the Malchus Habonim, Am Yisrael, the soul of a Jew, says, I'm soaring for something. A nefesh lo tmale. I want more. There's something else here that I'm striving for, that I'm aspiring for, aspiring to. Again, make this point clear. On a very basic level, like everybody has every human being. You have that point. Even I think it's still Lashon HaRechov of like just. Like this, sometimes there's so much materialism where I don't know if I feel gross. We don't have to be like great spiritual Kabbalists, to sense that. Then what is that feels after, I don't know what kind of a scenario. 5 hours of television and 3 gallons of beer and 20 pounds of pretzels. I don't know, wherever the bar is, but there's a certain point where, and what's that coming from? It's like, there's something in me like, I'm more than that. And the more sensitive the soul, there's soul sensitivity here, this is the princess, where sometimes it doesn't have to reach that point for the soul to feel gross. There's we feel it even at different times when we're more in tune spiritually, when we spend some time, a couple of days really focused on learning and on tefillah. And then, if we're out in a different kind of a setting, you say, our soul is sensitive to the fact that it's that's a little bit turned off by that, again, that peasant side, of the goof that's trying to throw things our way. So there again, there are different points of the bar of the soul feeling. I'm striving for something, remembering its place and wanting to soar. Now we plug in the main piece regarding time to bring it together. What is time? What is that? What does time have to do with this? Ad Kan, we've been speaking, I think, in clear terms of the spirit, the soul, and materialism. So I understand when I'm involved in davening and in learning and in mitzvahs, it's very clear the soul is being nourished. When I'm involved in physical pleasures, I understand that I'm feeding the body, giving the body its needs. That's a separate area. Okay, fine. Where does time come into the picture? Yidurim heim divrei hagra. And this idea of time is a big sugya philosophically, and it's this one idea that we're spending a couple of minutes on. Yidurim heim divrei hagra. Amasha anu amrim baruch sha'amar. Every day, beginning of sugya de zimra, baruch oseh breshit. Shelifamim, what does this mean? Lefamim habriya kula. kruya b'shem ma'isa bereishis. The whole world is referred to as ma'isa bereishis. Ulefamim anu mashmitim es amila ma'isa v'amrim b'stama yotzer bereishit. The kosev al zehagra. The Gra explains what does this mean. There's ma'isa bereishis, the whole world, and then we have yotzer bereishit. Says the Gra. Baruch Omer v'oseh hakavana hi. What does this mean? Lekol habriya kula nikra ma'isa bereishis dafka. V'ilu Baruch oseh bereishit. We have Baruch Omer v'oseh. He made the whole world. Hashem said Omer. He said va'yomer deshbi yihi or va'yihi or. Hashem said this should happen as each and every step along the way, during the 6 days. Hashem said, Omer v'oseh. He said this should be, and it was. And we have, Baruch oseh bereshit. What is this? Says the Gra, this means, Hakavana hi lebrias hazman, the creation of time. Shegam hazman hi bria miyuchedet. Time is also a bria. Time was also created with the world. Time is the most exalted, the ne'etzalav, the loftiest part of that, of creation of this physical world, or the lightest, most delicate. You can't put it on the scale. Everything in our physical world is tangible. Time is part of the physical world. It's the framework that this physical world exists within. So it was created. Yeah, it's hard for us even to understand because we function only within time. We can't imagine out of time. But time was created along with the physical world. And it's the most ne'etzala. Again, it's the most delicate, because it's the most, like you say, is the least materialistic part of the Bria. Ubechozot mapat heyoto ha-Bria ne'etzala biyoter eina nechlelet b'maisa bereishis. So it's part, it was created at the time of this physical world was created, but it's not part of maisa bereishis. It's bereishis, but it's not part of ma'isa bereishis. Again, ba'asara mamarot nivra olam. Right, Chazal Tov. The world was created with 10 ma'amarot. 10 times Hashem said, "Vayomer, this should be," and then it was. If you count up, how many times does it say "Vayomer"? Chazal jumped right away and said, there's only 9. The answer? Bereishis nami ma'amaru. The answer given there is, Bereishis itself is also a ma'amar. It doesn't say there, vayomer. Bereishis is also a ma'amar though. What was created then? When Hashem said Vayomer, Hashem Yihi Or, there should be light. Vayi Or, there was light. If Bereishis itself is a ma'amar, something was created there. What was created? That's what this Gra is saying. Time was created right away at the beginning of the Torah. Bereishis, time was created. It's the framework within, and it's parallel. By the way, in parentheses, parenthetically. There's a parallelism between the 10 ma'amarot and the aseret hadibrot. And you see this parallelism also, that the first of the aseret hadibros also is not written, it's not written in a tzivoy form. It's setting the framework. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, asher hotzeisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. And everything else flows from that. This creates the framework for Hashem is our God. He took us out of time, and then I tell you to do this. Hashem says, I tell you to do this. I tell you to do this. So too, Bereishis, time is created, and then within time, everything else that unfolds is created within that physical world. But on the bottom line, time is part of the physical world. V'haynu shanu miyachadim bracha miyuchedet al briyas hazman v'amrim baruch oseh breshit. And okay, now what happens here? Ukshemotchim, and this is getting to the punchline. Ukshemotchim anu es hakav hala. When we continue the line further, nimtza shota tchuna hametzayenet biyichud et elyonuyuta shel hanefesh. A point again we're looking for where the higher, where a soul that's connected to a higher place is more sensitive. Asher mipnei shehi min ha'elyonim lachem afilu em hevila kol inyanei olam lo timalei mitapeset ivola. If you have anything in the world, it still wants to go higher and higher. Ad merom ha'piska shal briat breshit. Even the highest, most delicate part of this physical world, asher anu karim la zman nichse kfarhem etzla, the most delicate, the loftiest, the most noble soul, the tiniest smell of this physical, materialistic world is a turnoff to it. Even the most delicate part of this world called time. This is also time, it's physical. And it's part of the Olam HaTacht on this lower world, and the world, and the soul wants to soar to the highest places. Ukbisha shehi, this is what Rav Huttner says in a poetic almost kind of a way. Ukbisha at a time when the soul, again, when the soul is on fire, flying. It's just turned off and disgusted by any of the delicacies of the physical world. It's also disgusted by time as part of the physical world. The soul is locked in, engaged, again on fire with mitzvahs, with ma'asim tovim. Asher az hi makshiva. Listen, she's listening umazina to elyonuta. It's higher place, its source. Mitorer asar hanafshi. The storm in the soul is woken. Ha'omed li sta'er ala choma shel hazman. It wants to crash through the wall of time, v'lahavkia, and to completely break through it. No shackles of time. Not to be bound at all. We're in the middle of immersing ourselves, connecting to Dvar Hashem, words of Torah. I want to take the clock and smash it. I don't care that it's 20 to 12. There's no time. I want to be completely engaged. The soul is on fire. The time, then again, the physical world in that context comes to constrict, to smash, and just leave me alone, get out of my face, with the get time out of here. There is no time. Time flies when you're having fun. The classier, when we said, and to quote the Dr. Seuss that we mentioned a few weeks ago, it's fun to have fun, but you have to know how. The higher level the fun, the classier the fun, the more sophisticated the fun, the more real the fun, the more long-term, infinite, netzach, the fun, the faster time flies, meaning we're completely removed from time. Time flies when you're having fun, as I mean, because you're so engaged, you're not connected to the time. So the deeper, again, the classier, the more higher quality, the fun is really just completely there. So time is completely, we're smashing, we're beyond time. me'eiver l'zman. Adir cheftza l'kayim et ha-mitzvah she'i oseket ba. B'chol zot, we're in the physical world, we have to try to finish up and pay attention to the time. Adir cheftza l'kayim et ha-mitzvah she'i oseket ba. The ratzon of the soul is to be involved in the mitzvah me'eiver l'machitzat hazman, beyond the barrier of time. Ela mekevan. Move it, rub down on my sheets. I have to move over to here. Ela shemekevan shenisuahi bat melech lekafri. Because the soul, the princess, is married to the peasant, the body, the guf. Ein hadavar ole biyada. It's difficult. She has to wait for her husband, right? She gets bogged down. Va'mitzvah mitkayemet ba'al korcho bein chomot shel hazman. The reality is that the soul in this world has to make shalom bayis and has to work with the body and function successfully together. Right? We're not right. That's an important. The balance here is important. That the reality here, this is that Torah was given in this world, and we're meant to operate in this world. This point I was saying now is like, again, it's a big Torah, and it helps, I think, understand a lot of many different aspects. Different. You find often that people that are pulled towards the heavy spirituality. Now, give back, for example, in the world of Hasidus, they have a lot of trouble with time, right? So. They're not so great at the time thing, and that comes to realize. I'm not saying, okay, there's some situation. Maybe it comes from laziness. A person's lazy and using things as an excuse. But in a real way, it comes from the fact that when you're again Hasidus lifted up the banner of spirituality and gave people a flavor for the spirituality connecting to the spirit. And when you're doing that, there's something very stiff, cold, and dry, and all of a sudden, okay, we have to work with the clock, with zmanim, robotic, and dry, and time is not such a great friend, often, of the spirit, when the spirit wants to soar. But the beauty of Torah is that it's work. It's the shidduch here between the princess and the peasant, between body and soul. So therefore, all of Torah is very much down to earth, and there are even schools of thought within Torah that emphasize this, like Rav Hirsch on the Yekka side, or in a different kind of a context, Brisk, the down to earth. Just, you know, go ahead, there's a Maisa Mitzvah, the famous story of Rav Soloveitchik to the Baal Tokeh that was getting carried away with all kinds of deep kavanas before he actually went ahead and blew the shofar. No, just go ahead and blow the shofar. There's a Maisa Mitzvah. So you're so engaged in all the spiritual meaning of what's going on now when Rosh Hashanah blowing the shofar. You can get like so dvaked out, you don't even get to the actual blowing of the shofar. And we, again, Torah is brought down here to this physical world. It's all about making the match. There's a tension, but to appreciate the tension, to see where the tension comes from with time, it's coming from this place, that time really, ultimately, is part of the physical world. And the soul that wants to soar wants to fly beyond time. And not pay attention, just can be completely engaged. And what am I making cheshbonos right now? These dry, misnagid litvishik calculations about, oh, you have to go to sleep. You have to stop what you're doing now because you have to go to sleep because you have to wake up on time. Right now, the soul's on fire. I want to fly. Tazovati. There's a tension here to appreciate the tension and see where it's coming from, and then make shalom bayis between the two. So here, though, we have as a kutotza'a min ha'niseyon, the last couple lines here in this key paragraph, I'll say, kutotza'a, as a result, min ha'niseyon of ha'bilti mutzlach hazeh, this attempt, which is that's not successful of the soul, of the nefesh, Lifrotz pirza, to break through the mechitzat hazman, the barrier of time. Bam here, bam hirut hatnua ba'avodes Hashem asher al yada mitma'etet kamut hazman ve'abechdei sheyase shalamaisa. B'chol zot, we can't ignore time. Time is here as a reality within that shidduch of the soul and body. But here you hear this new understanding, new light on what Zerizus is. Zerizus is what's left. Flying, trying as quickly as we can. Trying to do more than we can in this amount of time. We're trying to ignore time. We're not trying to be bound by time. Therefore, we're doing it b'Zerizus, quickly. We will be kovei. We're not letting time... What were the words of the Maharal now? Not letting the mitzvah fall under time. But we are going beyond time. We're being koveya to the best of our ability. Zrizus. באופן אשר המאמץ הנפשי כזה להשיג את העבר השני של החציצים למחיצים של הזמן הוא המקור העליון של מידס הזריזוס. This is the higher level, the Makara Elyon of Jesus, of the soul wanting to break through the barrier of time, and it's on fire, and it's not going to be constricted by normally what you can accomplish in that amount of time. We're going to do more than that. That's this deeper explanation, Betzem, what we're giving, Rav Huttner gave, a deeper explanation of those couple of words, that one-liner in the Maharal, of what Jesus is, not allowing the mitzvah to fall under time. Because time is part of the physical world, and plugging into Yetzias Mitzrayim, Osvav here, I'll just mention outside, because the hour is late. Yetzias Mitzrayim is the birth of the Jewish nation. In other words, the birth of the nation that is bringing this message to the world. We're Hashem's ambassadors. Amzu yatzati li tilati saperu. We are messengers of that connection to the Olam HaElyon. And the birth of the Jewish people, Am Yom Huledet Otach, the Pasuk says in Yechezkel. It is Mitzrayim, when we left Mitzrayim, that was Yom Huledet Otach, the birth of Am Yisrael. So the birth of Am Yisrael is leaving Mitzrayim, the birth of an Am that is connected to Elyonim, is Yetzias Mitzrayim, so this is happening b'chipazon. Here, we're leaving Mitzrayim quickly. We are leaving Mitzrayim b'zrizus. Don't let it become chometz. Yetzias Mitzrayim is in the middle of Osvav. Yetzias Mitzrayim hu habereishis shel netzach Yisrael. It's the beginning of, it's the birth of Am Yisrael, of this eternal nation. Which is a nation which is connected to beyond time. This is the idea, Zeh Be'etzem, Masha Ratzino Leva'er. Now I'll say tonight, who's at the center of the Seder? Kids, right? So that the kids ask, the kids. And what's one thing that kids never want to do? The kids, in addition to that, kids, what do the kids always crack about when you tell them, okay, it's time?
It's time to go to sleep.
Sit still and go to sleep. They don't want to sit still. They want to keep on going. They don't want to go to sleep. They want to keep on going. Well, the Seder night, we're trying. We're sitting around connecting to the birth of Am Yisrael, Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're going back to the kid within us as a nation. We don't want to go to sleep. Hayom misafrim miyitzias Mitzrayim kol osa alayla ad sheigiyu rabosenu yagisman kriyashma. We don't want to go to sleep. We're alive. We want to do. We want to keep on going. We're on fire. There's no. Well, again, that's the smashing of the clock. I'll call you on Kolos Alayla, get the clock out of here. I don't want it in my face. When we become old, we start to get kvetchy. And really we start to look at the clock. Look at the clock, we start to go to sleep. So Alavai B'zat Hashem. I want to bless all of us that we should stay young. We should stay connected to this, the moments of the birth of Am Yisrael. We were young, we were on fire. The moments of the nefesh lo temaleh that wants to smash through, that wants to, the resistance of breaking through time and be successful in our shidduch, the mashing between the body and soul. And Bezat Hashem, when Am Yisrael as a nation, when we reconnect with who we are, which is, again, Seder night, we're connecting with our roots, we're connecting with who we are. When we connect with who we are, then we are zocha to see the fulfillment of everything that we're promised. And Am Yisrael, Kibbutz Goliath, gathered together here in Eretz Yisrael. Ad Yehu, Vimheira, Yibane HaMikdash, and Nochal Sham, Min HaZvachim and HaPsachim, once again, bringing Karban Pesach, the rebuilt Yerushalayim, Rekarav Yemeinu Mamash.
Amen.